Congress heard testimony Tuesday from the major chemical company executives about contamination from the non-stick fluorinated chemicals, broadly called PFAS. The chemicals have been found in numerous water systems in the Ohio Valley. From the Ohio Valley Resource, Brittany Patterson has more.
Concern over PFAS contamination has grown nationwide, and Congress is considering regulating the entire class, thousands of PFAS chemicals. Company officials were split over how best PFAS chemicals should be regulated, although none supported broad legislative action to regulate all 5,000 PFAS chemicals. A representative from DuPont went the farthest. He told the House subcommittee DuPont welcomes specific regulatory actions, like listing two PFAS chemicals, PFOA and PFOS, as hazardous substances under the Superfund law. But DuPont no longer makes PFAS chemicals. It split off this business in 2015 to Chemours. A representative from Chemours said the company does not support such regulation. 3M Senior Vice President of Corporate Affairs, Denise Rutherford, doubled down on her company's claim that there are no negative health effects from PFAS exposure. That didn't sit well with New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who said this position goes against findings from government agencies and 3M's own scientists.
But when we look at that evidence, there's no cause and effect for adverse human health effects at the levels that we are exposed to,
right,
as a general population.
It may not be causal, but it's very associative, I see here.
The hearing began with testimony from two attorneys whose lawsuits against DuPont and 3M unearthed thousands of internal company documents that showed both companies knew the chemicals were dangerous to human health and the environment for decades, but didn't tell its employees or federal regulators. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.